Well, hello, welcome back. My name is Stephanie Safarian, and you're listening to episode 256 of Sustainable Minimalist, a twice weekly show about intentional and eco-minimalist living. On today's show, we are continuing our limited series foray into what's best in life is also free by discussing sleep. Now, full disclosure here, we are talking about mattresses, about what we should be looking for in our mattresses, what we should not have in our mattresses, even. We spend 8 hours a day, give or take, on our mattresses. It is arguably one of the most important purchases we can make for our health. And yes, a mattress is an expensive purchase. So if you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, Stephanie, mattresses are not free. They're not free. But quality sleep is one of the best things in life, in my humble opinion. And so if we can make some intentional purchases on the front end, that quality sleep, that best thing in life, can be fully enjoyed. I am speaking with Tim Masters. Tim is the chief mattress maker at My Green Mattress, which is a company that sells organic latex mattresses. Tim has so much wisdom, and he's going to share it with us in our conversation today. Tim, I'm so thrilled to talk to you today. How are you?
Good, how are you? And thank you for having me.
I'm great. Thank you for asking. I must say off the bat, I have known for a while that my mattress, my conventional mattress, is not doing anything for my health and it's not doing anything for the planet, but it's an expensive purchase that I'm not necessarily dying to replace. So I'm really looking forward to gleaning your wisdom and insight. But before we do all of that, I would love to know, first of all, who you are, what your company, My Green Mattress, does, and most importantly, why you were prompted to start this company.
My name is Tim, and you said it, I'm from My Green Mattress, and I am a mattress maker, and I've been my whole life since I was a teenager. When my daughter Emily was born, she had all kinds of allergies, and my wife had asked me, could you make an organic crib mattress for our daughter? And absolutely, I would make them as one-offs, organic mattresses now and then, and developed a beautiful crib mattress that we actually named the Emily. And then we quickly realized that we're not the only family with chemical sensitivity or worried about what they're sleeping on or what their skin is exposed to. So we developed a product line, and that brings us to today. We have one of the finest certified organic mattress product lines in the country, and we have a really well-rounded lineup of mattresses.
I have so many questions there. The first is a comment, which is I was looking at your product line and I was astounded in a good way to see that your product line is quite affordable. I feel as though the mattresses on the market with the non-toxic or the eco-friendly or the organic label, the price is thousands of dollars just for having that label above their conventional counterparts. But I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, but your organic crib mattress is $299. That sounds quite affordable to me personally. So that's just one comment I needed to say. Number two is I'm wondering, did you see any benefits in your daughter Emily's allergies once putting her to bed on an organic mattress?
That is hard to say, but I will say she did not get worse and only got better. Now Emily is a young teenage girl. She's happy and healthy, well adjusted. She still has allergies, but her skin looks beautiful. And it's hard to say, like, we put her in her organic crib mattress and it helped this much. But I sure know one thing, it didn't hurt putting her on an organic crib mattress.
Well, today we're talking about the importance of sleep. Sleep being, in my opinion, one of the best things in life. We're talking about how we can get better sleep, but more importantly, how better sleep contributes to overall wellness. So I'm wondering if we can start our conversation today with you telling us why we should care about the materials, the fibers that we're sleeping on. Why do those materials and fibers and the quality of those materials and fibers, why does that even matter?
Oh, it's super important, especially with mattresses. skin is our largest organ. So when we sleep at night, everybody perspires about a liter of fluid, and everyone perspires, but your skin is soaking up things around you. When you're sleeping on a mattress that's healthy with no toxins, VOCs, or off-gassing, it really helps your body rejuvenate. It helps with the healing process. It restores you. You're not fighting another battle while you're sleeping and your body is trying to detox or, you know, whatever from the day's external elements were, like, it's not in your mattress. But the products and the components that we use in, like, our organic, certified organic mattresses, they're so healthy. There's no chemicals added, no VOCs, no off-gassing. It's just a win-win for everybody.
Hmm. As you were talking, I thought of a really important question that I don't know the answer to as a 38-year-old woman, which is, how often should we replace our mattress? But more importantly, like, how do we know when our existing mattress is ready to be replaced?
I think an honest replacement cycle is about every 10 years. Some may go a little bit longer, some may be a little bit less. But a good rule of thumb is about 10 years. And when it's time to replace your mattress, your body lets you know. And as we get older, a bed that worked for some people in their early to mid-20s may not work for them in the early to mid-30s or early to mid-40s or 50s. We're always changing. And it's generally speaking, when we see customers or talk with people on the phone, is that they either have shoulder pain or, more commonly, lower back pain. So you'll know. You get up in the morning and, oh, my back is bothering me, or, oh, my hip is killing me, or my shoulders are hurting. And a lot of that, when you get up and you have those aches and pains, it is attributed to your mattress, majority of it, maybe not all of it. If some people have some conditions that maybe factor into that, but that's when you know that you need a new mattress, when you wake up a little sore.
I'm not sure if you're the person to ask this question, but I'm just going to go for it and I'm going to ask you anyway. What should we be doing with our old mattresses? I know usually when we replace one, the delivery people who bring the new one in often take the new one out. But is there any reuse opportunities that you know of for our 10 plus year old mattresses?
For conventional mattresses, it's really tough. It's expensive to recycle or pull out the materials for the spring system. The polyurethane foams that are in the mattress, it's an oil-based product, but that generally just ends up in landfills, and it takes so long to decompose and to break down. It's very costly for a recycler to pull the steel out of a hybrid mattress or coiled mattress. There's no great recycling program that I know of that exists today in the bedding industry, and it's a shame. On the upside, certified organic mattresses, all the materials actually break down, and it takes time, like the organic wool, the organic latex, the hybrids with the steel. It all actually goes right back to Mother Earth, which is great. You don't have the polyurethane, you don't have the polyesters that take so long, and then they leave an imprint. But as far as recycling, I haven't seen one that's effective or well-run.
You bring up a really important point there, which is that every item, in this case, we're talking about mattresses, but every item has a before life and an afterlife. With the polyurethane mattresses, and we're going to get into that in a second, but polyurethane's before life requires fossil fuels to be extracted, carbon to be emitted into the air. And then the afterlife, too, is equally disturbing because these fossil fuel-based products are then sitting in landfills for 800 plus years. So you bring up a really great point there. And now I want to get into the nuts and bolts behind an organic, quote-unquote, organic mattress. What does that even mean? I know your product line is latex-based versus polyurethane-based. What is latex?
Great question. And latex is actually the sap of a rubber tree. And latex in a pure form, the organic form, it's not like a latex glove. It's not like a latex bandage that you put on. A lot of people have reactions to that. The certified organic Dunlop latex, there's two types of latex. Bear with me. There's Dunlop which can be certified organic. And then the second type of latex is talalay. Talalay is latex, the saffron rubber tree, but it's also, it has synthetic components to it. So talalay is a nice product, but it can never be certified organic because they do add synthetics to that to give it its loft, to give it its feel. So we only use the certified organic Dunlop latex, which comes from a rubber tree. Like I say, it is so awesome. Like it, you would think of, oh, I don't want to sleep on a piece of rubber. Like it's going to be really firm or too hard. Firmness is determined by what's called ILD, internal load deflection, like how firm, like they can foam it differently. It can get so soft for a latex mattress, it just feels like a cloud. Or they can, depends how they cure it, it can get very firm. But latex is really contouring, super durable, super long lasting. And it's an open celled product, so it breathes really well. And the durability of latex is phenomenal. Like you will get decades, minimum 2 decades out of a latex product. It just doesn't really give up on you. It doesn't, like, it's super soft and break down quickly.
You've totally sold it to me, Tim. I'm down. What I like about your response is that you said that latex mattress can last you 2 decades, whereas a conventional mattress by default is maybe a 10-year replacement. So you might be paying a little more, but you're getting double the use out of it. Am I saying that right?
You are. And it's a well-built latex mattress or latex hybrid mattress. A latex hybrid is springs and latex. If they're built correctly, you get 20 years out of them, no trouble. They're super durable. And in the long run, it reduces your footprint. You're only buying in half cycles that you normally would, like a big box store mattress or whatever it is. They last a long time.
Okay. I have a lot of questions for you, Tim, and I'm going to ask all of them. I'm going to ask why latex mattresses aren't necessarily sold or advocated for in the store down the street where you lay on the mattresses before you buy one. I'm going to ask you how latex is better for those of us with allergies or hypoallergenic needs. We're going to get into all of that after a quick word from this week's sponsor. Sustainable Minimalist is proudly supported by Caraway Home, whose cookware and bakeware sets offer clean cooking that's really darn good looking. Caraway features products that are ceramic, which is a naturally slick surface. I adore my Dutch oven in navy blue. The ceramic coating means that I don't have to use a ton of butter or oil when I'm cooking. There's rarely any caked on or hard to scrub food left over at the bottom. And let's be honest, who has time to scrub? Visit carawayhome.com/sustainable to take advantage of 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive and it's available only to you, Sustainable Minimalist listeners, for a limited time. So visit carawayhome.com/sustainable or use code sustainable at checkout. That's carawayhome.com, promo code sustainable. And we are back with Tim Masters. We are discussing all things organic, non-toxic mattresses. And who better to do it with than the head mattress maker at Migreen Mattress? Tim, before the break, we were talking about latex. And I know that your product line is latex-based, but I have to ask you about wool-based mattresses because in my research, I see a lot of the quote-unquote organic, non-toxic mattresses. They're number one material, if that's the right word, I'm going to go with material, is wool. So can you talk to me about the pros and cons, latex versus wool, etc.?
Yeah, it's synonymous with like natural and organic mattresses that have wool in them. Wool is actually a natural fire barrier. So even latex mattresses are wrapped in wool. And firemen's coats years ago used to be made of wool. It won't ignite. The fiber, it's a hollow fiber. It takes the heat from your body and distributes it through the shaft of the fiber. So it sleeps very cool, doesn't build up heat. It's one of the best fibers known to man for regulating body temperature. A lot of people just associate wool with winter. It's really not the case. You could wear a wool t-shirt in the summer. You will not be hot. But wool in mattresses. So some people make like a latex-free mattress that would be all wool, or else have like wool mattress pads that you put on your bed to make it a little bit softer on the surface. Wool is awesome. It's a very resilient fiber. It's a kinky fiber. So like when you sleep on it or you have pressure on it, it pushes back. Like it doesn't tend to flatten out and just become like a pancake. It really pushes back and keeps its loft. So wool is excellent to have in mattresses. I love wool.
I have to back up, Tim, and talk to you about, or I have to bring you up to date about something that happened on this podcast about a year ago. I had some guests on, and listeners, if you're listening, this was the episode with the two lovely ladies from Shades of Green. I'll link to the episode in the show notes, but they were non-toxic living experts, and they were offering up five of their best tips. What can we all do right now to reduce toxins in our homes? And the number one tip they offered was to get rid of your polyurethane, memory foam, whatever the word is, that or conventional, whatever the buzzword is that your mattress is, get that out of your home and replace it with an all-natural mattress. You could actually hear my jaw drop when they said that. And my response was, but I just spent $5,000 on a king-sized memory foam mattress. Tell me I can do something. Can I wrap it? I know wrapping's a thing. And their response was no. Polyurethane is so hazardous to your health. You need to remove it from your home right now and replace it. And again, my jaw dropped a second time. I couldn't believe I spent thousands of dollars on an item that was so potentially hazardous to my health. And for anybody listening who's wondering, did I replace my mattress? The answer is no, because first of all, because of the price tag, really. But really, just no, there's no first of all, second of all, it's just because of the price tag. What am I going to do with this thing? $5,000. And so I'm wondering if you can convince me, why is now the time for me to replace that polyurethane memory foam thing that I spend 8+ hours on every single day?
You're in a pickle, but you're not in this alone. So many people do buy the conventional mattresses not knowing. And sometimes it takes a person becoming ill and they can't put their finger on it. Like, why am I not feeling well? And if they trace back their life, a lot of times it'll be like, it's when I got this mattress. The fire retardants that are used in mattresses today, they're proven to be cancer causing and they still use them. It's brutal. I don't like the fire retardants. I don't like the off-gassing of the polyurethane foams. It's not great for you. But that being said, so many people are like, oh yeah, I sleep on an organic mattress, but then they slip on a gym shoe that's got polyurethane in it. You know what I mean? It has fire retardants in the fabrics. So it's all about reducing your exposure. When you feel the time is right for you, everyone's going to be different. Get yourself an organic mattress. You're going to thank yourself down the road. And what you look for when purchasing an organic mattress, there's a lot of greenwashing in everything, like whether it be your food or whatever, clothing. And it's same thing applies to mattresses. Look for a mattress that is made in a certified organic factory. They may, all of this has a certified organic cotton or certified organic latex, but maybe not all the components are. So you're getting duped a little bit. Make sure that bed traces back to made in a GOTS and GOLS. GOTS, Global Organic Textile Standards. GOLS, Global Organic Latex Standards. GOTS and GOLS Organic Factory. And it's, you'll do yourself a favor, but when you're ready, do it. When you can do it.
I love that. Tim, we need to be friends. But you just taught me something. I didn't know that factories could be certified organic. I thought it was just the product.
Yep. Not only is our product, each layer, certified organic, but our factory is certified organic. And they actually audit your business. Like they come in and they, every year, they come in, show me your sales receipts, show me your purchase orders. Okay, this matches up. Let's walk through the factory. How are you storing this product? How does it come in? What's the traceability of each component in your mattress? It has to trace back to the shipment, to the farm that it was brought in from. It's amazing being a certified organic factory. The way we clean our equipment is special cleaners. It's really changed our whole business profile.
So I want to ask you more about that organic factory certified bonus, but I also want to talk to you about flame retardant. So we're going to stay with organic factory certified, but then remind me if I forget, we're going to go back to flame retardants. I would imagine that getting recertified every year is expensive for you and time consuming and maybe perhaps stressful. You got to keep your documentation up to par. Why is it still important for you to get that certification personally?
It honestly, personally, everything I do, we've always done it the best. And it, like, whether it be making a mattress or whatever aspect it is in life, like, it's, you always want to do what's the best we can do. And having a third party certification like that, to where they actually come into your facility, they go through your inventory, they go through your sales receipts, they go through your purchase receipts. It just makes everything legit. It's not only do I say that this is what I am, but we prove that this is what we are. There is no doubt. Once you're a certified organic factory, there is no better. There's no better certification than that.
I need to talk to you about flame retardants because I know the laws are changing thanks to California with regard to flame retardants in our furniture, but for listeners who are thinking to themselves, wait a minute, flame retardants might be helpful to me if my house catches on fire in the middle of the night. Do you have any thoughts on that, flame retardants, health, potential fire hazards, etc.?
Flame retardants in furniture and mattresses, not a fan of it. A lot of the chemicals are actually sold to the bedding and furniture industry, traces back to R.J. Reynolds, which is the cigarette company. Somebody lobbied back in 2006, 2007, and got a law passed that they want these chemicals put in your home goods for fire retardant, which you need it. Who wants to burn up in a bed? Absolutely nobody. But you can get around that. Like organic wool. Wool doesn't burn. If you wrap your mattress in wool, if you wrap your furniture in wool, it breathes better, the durability is better, and you pass all the flammability testing perfectly. The chemicals that they use in the home goods today, they're not good. Yeah, they're not good for you. They're harmful.
So I know you mentioned maybe listeners listening, tomorrow is not their day to go out and make this big new mattress purchase. But when it comes time to replace that mattress, maybe they can make that more informed and intentional decision. So for those listeners who are not going out to buy a new mattress tomorrow, do you have any thoughts for them on increasing the quality of their sleep or decreasing the amount of potential toxins that they're receiving from their mattress, their existing mattress, without, again, going out and buying a new one tomorrow?
That is a tough one. Sleep and sleep issues are, it's a problem. Like over 70 million Americans have sleep, like a chronic sleep problems. Like they don't get a restful 7-8 hours of sleep a night, no matter how hard they try. So sleeping is very important, but trying to convert what you have to be less exposure, like for chemicals, I don't know what you would do other than if you had a good organic mattress protector that wraps the mattress. It fits like a fitted sheet that will help muffle what's in your bed, and it won't be directly against your skin while you're sleeping. So that could potentially be something, but it's not going to, I don't know any way to make it better, to be honest with you. A mattress protector, an organic mattress protector would be helpful. But other than that, I don't have any great suggestions.
To be honest, I did not expect you to have any great suggestions there. But I wanted to ask you that question because going back to last year's episode with Shades of Green, They had none either. They just said, you need to replace your mattress. And that's what I hear you saying as well. Number one action step for all of us is to just remember that you can't wrap or fix something that's just fundamentally not healthy. I think that's what I hear you saying. But one more question, Tim, comes with regard to the accessibility of these organic, non-toxic mattresses. I'm thinking back to when my husband and I bought our mattress for our bed 6 years ago. We went to the mattress store down the road. We laid on a bunch of beds. We compromised on the mattress that felt right for us. We didn't know any better. We didn't know there was an alternate way. And so we picked the mattress that we could both live with. Why are these organic, non-toxic, green, natural mattresses, why are they not more mainstream? Why are they not more in consumers' faces?
Great question. I think as time goes on, it'll be more mainstream. Like yourself, like you and your husband, when you went shopping for a mattress, being organic or being green never crossed your mind for a mattress. Like, why would it? Where traditional mattress stores, they have a business model that works, like soft, medium, firm, made out of these components. It just seems to work for people. Like in our showroom, if somebody just comes in not knowing that we have organic mattresses and you talk about them, they look at me like I have a third eye. Like, I'm not going to eat the thing. Why do I need an organic mattress? Some people are receptive, I would say most, but there are some that are not receptive, and it's, you can't change their way of thinking. But traditional mattresses, they'll get more and more natural and organic options on large showroom floors. I'm convinced of that. But again, watch out for greenwashing and traceability. Certified organic mattress factory is what you want to look for.
Well, Tim, you've given me an awful lot to think about. Tell us where my listeners can find My Green Mattress and all of that online.
We are mygreenmattress.com, and we have a great product line, and we have a great customer service staff, which I'm part of. And you can call us if you have any questions. We also have our brick and mortar store in LaGrange, Illinois. And it's, so we're a Midwestern company, just nice Midwestern values and real approachable. So if you're ever in the Chicagoland area, you should stop by our store. And our factory is just a couple miles away. We'd be happy to show you our factory too.
So I'm sorry, I have one more question for you. For listeners who are accustomed to going to the showroom and laying on the beds, do you have any thoughts for them about buying a mattress online without ever testing it? It seems very similar to any other big purchase, maybe buying a car even without testing it out. Do you have any thoughts on that?
The product line that we have works very well for a majority of the people. If somebody has anything specific, like I need a new bed because, and if they were to say my shoulder is really bothering me, my hip is really bothering me, my lower back is really bothering me, there are different mattresses to address those problems in different firmnesses. And a lot of times call our shop or even chat or whatever, send it in. Just ask the question, do you have any solutions for this problem that I'm having? And what's your recommendation? And then weigh it out. Does that make sense to you? Buying a mattress online, I think, would be super difficult if you had any issues or anything that you're like, I really need to address this and I don't know how I'm going to do it. But if you're typically speaking healthy, active, and don't really have a lot of aches and pains, buying a mattress online, honestly, don't be that afraid of it, because most online retailers have this figured out. Okay, this works well for the majority of the people. And don't be afraid to ask questions to anybody that you are considering purchasing from.
I love that. Stay towards the middle. Extreme never works for the majority of us, and ask questions if you're confused or concerned. Tim, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. I learned so much. You've really opened my eyes to the latex mattress market. So thank you so much.
You are welcome. I loved it. Thank you for having me.
Listeners, that's a wrap. I so hope you enjoyed my conversation with Tim Masters, Chief Mattress Maker at My Green Mattress. I've linked to everything important that we talked about today in this week's show notes, which you can find at mamaminimalist.com/256. I will see you on Thursday, where we are discussing spring cleaning for home, head, and heart. See you then, and take care.